The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Turning to our readings, it would be tempting to preach from the epistle, but as I think you know by now, I'm a textual scholar. I read and debate words for a living, and Paul's warning that before God we are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no one good but only ruins those who are listening, hits a little too close to home. I don't want to ruin y'all this morning, so we'll skip over those particular wrangling words. But I think you know by now also my love for the prophet Jeremiah. And this time period is a challenging one that Jeremiah was living in and through. He was a prophet in the 6th century in Jerusalem and Judea, and the Babylonians were rising to power. Last Sunday, we had a reading, our only reading in the three-year cycle from the Book of Lamentations, which are 5 poems lamenting that destruction of Jerusalem. And they are a testament to the importance of, in faith, challenging God about this world and confessing our sins while also imploring God to grant us mercy and grace. Jeremiah lived through all of that. Jeremiah was given the difficult challenge by God to go and preach repentance and forgiveness to the king and to the priests and to the people, even as they were going through hard times. And I guess I have sympathy for Jeremiah. I feel that because we never really get out of those hard times, it seems to me. But in Jeremiah's life there, he had this challenge, you'll recall, to remind everyone of what it was that God had called them to live in, but also that God does punish too. And our reading today comes from a period where Nebuchadnezzar had taken the first group of exiles and sent them into the heart of Babylonia. And so this letter is being sent to those people, those Jews who now lived in exile, who now lay down by the rivers of Babylon and wept. To those people grieving, to those people exiled and drawn away, Jeremiah has the challenge of prophesying and declaring to them God's word that God wants them to accept the Babylonian rule over them. You see, their understanding of God and what God was calling them to had gotten all confused with political pride and patriotism. They had gotten that all mixed up with the notion of faithfulness to God. And so they kept saying, Yahweh, our God, will destroy the Babylonians. But Jeremiah's word is, for this time, the Lord your God has said you are to be in this place. And I, the Lord your God, have at this time set this ruler over you. And so Jeremiah preaches to these people, sends a letter with God's word to these folks in exile with this simple message from God. Settle down. Settle down, y'all. Our reading this morning, build houses, God said, and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there in that land where I have sent you, and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord your God on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. The passage goes on beyond our reading this morning with the Lord warning Judah, warning these exiles not to listen to the prophets who are telling them to rise up and fight back against Babylon, but rather they are to pray to the Lord on behalf of the enemy. They are to pray to the Lord on behalf of the city in which they are exiled. So much for the resistance. All right, well, nice history lesson, Brady, but I'm in a pulpit, and when you're in a pulpit, you're supposed to preach the gospel. And yes, indeed, we are reminded next week in Paul's second letter to Timothy that all Scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching. But what is Jeremiah's relevance for us today? We live in exile. Sure, for most of us, it's a pretty comfy exile. And we haven't been besieged, plundered, and forced to live in a foreign land. Not most of us here this morning, but there are still plenty who have. But we do live in a world that has been shaped by humanity's sin. We live in a world, and we, all humanity, live in this foreign land that we have created for ourselves. This world we live in is one in which we all daily endure various hardships, some physical, some mental, financial inequality, war, disease. This is not how God created the world. God created the world and saw that it was tov me'od, very good, but it is how this world exists now. It is our Babylon. And God's message remains the same. Settle down. Seek the welfare of this city, this world where I have sent you into exile. Now, as God's people, just as Jeremiah sent the prophecy to the Jews saying that this is for a time and then God will restore you to Jerusalem and you will go and rebuild my temple. As God's people today, we know that this is not all that there is. That this is for a time, that we are not yet where or what we will be. There will be a new heaven and a new earth after the time of Jubilee. So it was for the Jews in Babylon. Cyrus the Great, the Persian, was raised up. He destroyed the Babylonians. And so they went back. 1,000-plus-mile trek by foot and camel. They had to work through politics and military issues to rebuild the temple. But we won't have to do all of that. And yet still, God will restore us. God will restore this entire creation to the good and perfect state that he intended. And that's really the gospel message, that God will restore all creation, all of us, when he establishes the new heaven and the new earth. And suffering and death of this world comes to an end, because this is just a time of exile, and it will pass. All of us, all creation will be transformed. And there will be an end to all suffering, all death, and we will be raised. Because as Timothy was told by Paul today, if we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will reign with him. In the meantime, we walk on a dark and perilous journey in this exile. We move from one place to another with some fear and trepidation. But even as we do it, we have to take care of the world around us. We are to pray for the welfare of this world. We are to work for the good of this creation and those around us. We can't just say, well, if there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, what do I care? We care because that's why God put us here. He put us here to till and to guard and protect and keep the garden. That commandment hasn't changed for us. And Jeremiah tells us all, we are to pray for the welfare of this world we find ourselves in. We're going to be here for a while. And so God calls us to serve him in this time and in this place. And as we walk on this journey, doing in faith the things that God has called us to do, we also must recognize and rejoice in the healing and the power of God at work even now. We don't wait for that. God is at work now. When those lepers came to Jesus, they asked Jesus to heal. And interestingly enough, this time Jesus doesn't say, do you believe? Do you have faith? Jesus doesn't do anything but say, go and see the priests. Now, the reason they would go and see the priests was only if they had been healed. But Jesus doesn't say anything about healing. He just says, go and see the priests. And as the lepers walked, from Jesus to the priests in obedience and faith, one looked down and saw that he had been healed. And he ran back to Jesus, praising God. He acknowledged and saw the work that had just happened in his life, and he praised God. So we walk a difficult and dark path. We pray for ourselves, we pray for those around us, we pray for all this world that God would continue to be at work. And do we notice the healing that God is already doing in our lives? Consider where you are today. It may not be the best day you've ever had. I'll tell you, yesterday was not a great day for me yesterday. But then in the evening, a friend called and said, "Hey, you want to join us for pizza?" It became one of the best days I've had in a long time. You may be hurting. You may be sad. You may feel that you're at your lowest point in a long, long time. But the cleansing and healing of Jesus' work in your life has already begun. Don't miss it. Don't overlook it. Bring all your burdens to Christ in prayer. The burdens of this world as well, and take note, rejoice in the blessings that God has brought to us. The Jews were living in a foreign land. They were angry and bitter, I have no doubt, and they grieved. And yet God says, be at peace, trust in me, and pray. Continue to live and pray for the welfare of your world, because that is your welfare also. And this saying is sure. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Amen.